Well, thank you for that round of applause. That's very, very nice. And I think it was for Chef John Ash.
It's so great having music like that rather than, I don't want to diss commercials. But
no, because without them, we wouldn't be here. So God
right.
bless commercials. But it is nice to have a respite maybe from the news.
Yes.
I think the incessant news is a nice break.
Yes.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with me, Steve Garner, along with my co-host, Chef John Ash. 38 years in the KSRO kitchen, America's longest running radio food program, and you have made it that by your interest and passion for all things great and cooking here in Sonoma County. And we're thrilled to invite and have show up, actually, three great Sonoma County chefs, all who have the title of Best of Show for their respective suite, which was awarded last couple of weeks or so at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. Last Saturday, they were displaying their wares for a very hungry and appreciative mm-hmm. public, and we knew not to invite them last Saturday. Mm-hmm. But this week, they've kind of recovered from the Harvest Fair, and we have three of them to join us this morning to talk about what went into the creation of each of theirs.
So, do you have to give stuff away? No.
The Harvest Fair is awesome about helping you out with the stipend.
Yeah.
So it just helps cover the cost.
It's not like the wine guys who have to pour 10 cases of wine or do something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how the wine, but they're very thoughtful about making sure it's equitable and that, you know, it makes sense for us and that, you know, we're not losing, a day or our money.
And that voice belongs to Chef Tracy Matson from Cookie Take a Bite. There's an exclamation point at the end of bite.
It is.
So this is an order. Take a bite. And your shop is located up in the Larkfield Shopping Center, a little north of Santa Rosa.
It is.
You've been there for quite a while now, haven't you?
Been in business 12 years, and our retail is going in year 6.
Congratulations.
I think that is congratulations,
And how did
right?
you find? How did you come to cookies?
I, like Cara, was a restaurant pastry chef and wanted to do something on my own. I think it's a hard business, so something, and I had a 2-year-old, like trying to find something where you can still love your industry and your craft and still survive and sleep periodically. So I tried to find a product that I could make and start slow and was like kind of on the palate.
So I have a question for you. So is there somebody that you revere? You know, somebody who influenced your cookie making. I think of it. There's one that I really love, and that's Maida Heater.
I haven't really done a cookie person per se, but Chef Michael Esconis from La Bertadan is my champion.
Ah.
I staged with him when I was at Cyrus, and I just loved his how he treated his staff.
Uh-huh.
I tried to portray that too. I think it's really important to be kind, and he taught me to take something off, you know, like have it be thoughtful, but you don't have to have so much going on and really think about flavor and texture and the refinement. And everything that I learned in that 1 week, I probably learned more than in pastry school.
Do you know what's interesting? That's, it's true of cooking in general. It's like fewer is really better.
It is, but if you come to our kitchen, I think, Steve, I have a disturbing large cookbook section that luckily I get to take out of my house and put in the kitchen. But I find inspiration in all those. Like Maida Hatter's books are fabulous. Uh-huh. Or Sherry Yard. I think she's fabulous, too. So I think everyone in our craft, I think we're a good lot of people.
So you won the Best of Show cookie for your peanut butter and chocolate thumbprint. I love thumbprint cookies. I think from the time I was 5 years old up, I still love them. Do you have those with you?
I do. And I think that's what's fun about cookies and thumbprints especially, is it has this nostalgic flair. It reminds us about something, whether it's cooking as a, you know, cooking with your family as a kid or something you did with a family member or just, you know, it's just a simple pleasure. And I think those are important these days.
And you brought an assortment of other cookies. Would you point and name those?
I did. I'm sorry. I can't. I know I'm just completely a hypocrite of what I just said. I did not take stuff out. I added stuff because we have some really fun flavors this fall. So we brought our peanut butter chocolate thumbprint, which was, as Steve mentioned, the Best of Show cookie this year. We brought our mocha frost that we'll be talking about, our collab pop-up that we have with Dave's Ice Cream today. And you can't have fall without some fall cookies. We have our pumpkin puff. We have some fun eyeballs and some spiders and ghosts because, you know.
Wait a minute. What are the eyeballs?
They are literally a cookie that we have a cool technology that we can print directly onto a, onto the surface. Oh. And so you can rise.
Oh, look at that.
They're so much fun.
That's scary.
And then I really appreciate you guys, your show you did a couple weeks ago with the chocolate chip. And thank you. So we brought you some of those. And then the last time I was on the show, I think you guys like the zesty tea cookie. So brought that just as a nod to you.
Thank you. It's a beautiful assortment. We'll taste those cookies. But you had mentioned that you're doing a partnership with this lady to your right. And hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Get real close to the microphone.
Hello.
So ice cream is your thing.
Yes.
Ice cream. How did your business begin?
Well, it kind of just fell in my lap. I wasn't planning on doing ice cream because we have a market, Dave's Market, and it kind of came and fell in my lap.
Was
and
it
I
your took, idea to do
no,
ice cream?
No, someone came to me and said, hey, have you ever done this before? And they showed me how to make the liquid nitrogen ice cream. Yeah. And I thought, oh, I don't have time for that. And then I started making it. I started seeing the popularity for it. And I thought, we can do this. So I decided to, from our market, we have three doors down, space became available. And I decided, I think we can do this. Let's do it. So we did. And it was during COVID, so it took us a while to open. But we have a kitchen in there, and we make
So everything. would you talk about, when you say liquid nitrogen, what is that?
That's how we freeze it.
Yeah.
So it freezes very quickly. We do everything a gallon at a time. So everything is small batch, we make everything in-house. And then I use Strauss organic ice cream base.
Oh boy.
And then I just start it. It's in a big old mixer. And I put all of our house-made compotes and chocolates and caramels and everything that we do. And then, of course, I've met up with Tracy and use her cookies in there. And we pint it and make it. And
so you sell in pints and what else? By the scoop?
We scoop. You know, sundaes, anything that you would get in an ice cream parlor, we have it. And then we have pints, half pints, brownie parfaits, which is our homemade brownies with ice cream and our homemade caramel. And then we have bonbons and ice cream sandwiches. So, yes.
Have you been over there, John?
I haven't been.
Oh,
no,
Dave's Neighborhood Market.
Yes.
Yeah, what I love, it's right next to the Vietnamese restaurant.
Yes.
Over in West 3rd Street, the little shopping center there.
Yes.
So after we have some spicy Vietnamese pho or something, we go next door and get ice cream.
Yes.
So I've known about it for a few years.
So do you have any Asian flavors?
Oh, interesting.
We don't. No.
I was thinking, you know,
interesting.
I think about lemongrass or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I'll do anything. I try. When people give me suggestions, I research and I'll take
Okay, let's do lemongrass.
Okay, I'll do it.
So you won the Best of Show ice cream this year for your mocha cookie madness.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like this might be a partnership with Tracy.
Yes.
Is there?
It is.
I mean, aren't you doing something as far as together today?
Today. First of all, I think we have so many amazing bakeries and ice creams and restaurants that we just love to support each other. And so Michelle makes ice cream sandwiches with our cookies, which are fabulous and bite-sized, so you're not, you know, it's not, you know, you can really enjoy it and have a couple flavors. But because her ice cream has our cookie in it and we really wanted to bring light to our partnership, we're having a pop-up today from 12 to 2 at both of our locations. So we're really bringing shine to double dipping. You can come to Take a Bite and you can go to Dave's Ice Cream. And at both locations, we'll have a sample of her ice cream and a sample of our cookie. So it's dessert on the run today.
Mm-hmm. And is that complimentary?
It is.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's our give back. We just love the support that this community gives to us and the Harvest Fair and then you guys as judges and participants. It's just it's a great way to give back and also just let people know about us. If you haven't come today.
Yes. So at both locations,
you're both
serving the same samples.
Yep.
Yes.
So where are you located, Michelle?
I'm on 320 West 3rd Street, so on the corner of Dutton and West 3rd, right? Three doors down from Day's Market. You'll see us in there. We'll have balloons. We have our tents out so people can sit out there and enjoy it.
And where are you located, Tracy?
We're located at 430 Larkfield Center, which is in Santa Rosa. So it's Old Redwood Highway and River Road.
Okay, 12 to 2 today.
12 to 2.
And you might sell out of the sale. I mean, you're not going to sell out, but there may be a big rush and you may run out, so get there early.
Yeah.
Right
or
after
like
the show.
At 12:15 after we're done.
12:15.
Yeah.
Give them a chance to get back. Okay.
Our staff is great and is ready for you.
While we're sorting out cookies to taste and a little ice cream to taste, we'll take a little musical break and we'll do that. And then we'll move on to another best of show. It's our best of show from the Harvest Fair from last week. Some of the great pastry and ice cream queens are joining us in the KSRO kitchen today. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. We are live in the KSRO kitchen today. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash and Errol Garner in the background providing some music. Thank you, Errol. We are tasting. We've just tasted this spectacular ice cream, Michelle, and it's truly worthy of the best of show.
Thank you.
It's really inspired.
You were asking about the coffee flavor and where it came from. Mm-hmm. So where did it come from? You made it.
I make it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult?
No, I have it down. We have it down. Yeah. I have a girl in my shop. She does all of my cooking for me.
Oh, great.
So she knows how to do it. She gets it all ready for me, and we go. We make coffee a lot during, because we have several coffee flavors that we do. So we make it a lot, so she has it all.
So I always think when I am faced with doing that, to take espresso powder or something, but it's not the same.
No. Yeah, because you have to be careful, because you don't want the ice cream to be
bitter.
So, yeah, I found the formula, and I seem to like it. People like it.
Okay. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And did you work with Tracy about the ratio of cookie to ice cream, or how did the...
No, that's all Michelle. That's her magic. She's like the ice cream queen.
Yeah. Oh,
we just go along for the ride.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ice cream queen, and we'll call you that.
Okay.
Now, let us move on to your cookie.
Okay.
Would you describe how you get these perfect little chocolate discs on this peanut butter thumbprint cookie?
That is. We use an Ecuadorian chocolate that just happens to be that size. And I really like the flavor. But yeah, when I visited their shops in Ecuador, and I just fell in love with the story.
You went
and
to Ecuador?
Yeah. Wow. And the chocolate, and I love the flavor, it does fit perfect. So there is that. That's something you deserve that.
So what's the history of the thumbprint cookie, or do you know?
No, I don't know, but I think everyone's like, why doesn't it look like your thumb went in it? I'm like, you really don't want my finger in like 500 cookies there. I wonder what it is, but everyone seems to have like a story of their family that they had a thumbprint. Mm-hmm. For sure. We get people like, oh, this is my grandmother's recipe, you know, in case you want it. I'm like, that's so cool. We have books and papers from the people have given us. Do you know the history of it? Okay, we're going to have to look it up. That'll be for the next show.
I think that's that Google.
Oh, I'm sure the Google people know everything.
Let us know.
Well, this is a wonderful cookie. And do you use smooth or... crunchy peanut butter.
Smooth peanut butter. And this is a cookie, like, not a lot of ingredients, and you can kind of mess it up. With peanut butter, anything you make with peanut butter, if you overmix it, you really, the oils kind of glom everything together. So it really needs a light of hand. And then anything with chocolate, we put salt on. So that has a little malt and salt on it. So it kind of drops the sweetness, and you can really kind of taste the complex notes.
Would you share your preferred peanut butter brand with us?
Of course. We use, I think there's actually really hard to commercially find a peanut butter that doesn't have sugar in it.
So we use
an all-natural peanut butter that just has peanut butter and a little salt. And I'm drawing a blank of the name. But I think it's just one of those large peanut butter companies. But yeah, anything else that you buy, like on that you get like food service, it all has like corn syrup or added sugar. So it's really hard to stay true to like what our mission and foundation is just everything's all natural.
Are these chocolate discs available commercially? Can people buy these?
They can. I know you were going to ask me that. I'm trying to blank. I will be back with you. Yes, you can get it.
Okay, we'll find that out.
From you? We can call you up.
Just call me.
Okay.
Stop by. I'll tell you what they are. Okay. Give me a sample.
It's $1,000.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Michelle, you have brought in a couple other ice cream flavors.
I did.
Should we do another sample?
Yeah. So I have oat milk cookie, which got double gold at the Harvest Fair. And that's also using Tracy's oatmeal cookies.
Oh.
So it's a brown sugar cinnamon base ice cream. And then we put in, I just take her cookies and just break them up and throw them in there for that little crunch and the extra little flavor of her oatmeal
cookie. Why don't we scoop up a little bit of that?
Okay.
In the meantime, I want to talk a little bit about this recipe, which we'll taste in just a couple minutes. And it's by Gergana Karabalov. Gergana is the owner of Patisserie Angelica in Sebastopol. She could not be here today. She's unfortunately out of town doing a wedding cake thing, and there's just no way she could do it. But she graciously brought over some freshly made Gâteau Parisien, which won Best Individual Dessert of the Harvest Fair. And she is really a trip. She is a great lady. The bakery is spectacular. After Condra and Deborah sold the bakery, the sisters, we have them on many times over the years, and moved to France. They were looking for someone that would take over the bakery. Mm. And it took a long time to find someone who really was going to stay true to their vision. And then Gergana surfaced, and along with Jennifer Bice from Redwood Hill Dairy, they formed a partnership to continue the tradition of Patisserie Angelica. So here's the deal. She was invited to participate 3 weeks before the Harvest Fair deadline. She said, I'm way too busy to do this. I can't do this. About a week before the deadline, she looked again and said, oh, what the heck? I'll submit my favorite dessert in the bakery, the gâteau parisien. She'd never entered the Harvest Fair. Entered, and here, out of all these individual desserts, she wins the best individual dessert of the entire Harvest Fair, first time out. And here's the thing. This is a gluten-free dessert. I checked with Ann Vercelli, who's been the head of the food competition for 38 years, and I said, Ann, in the whole history of the competition, which started in 1975, has there ever been a gluten-free product that won Best of Show? She said, no. This is the first time. So you had this, Kara.
What did you think
of this dessert?
So I actually used to work at Patisserie Angelica for about a year. I know. I've been all over the county. So as soon as I saw this at the Harvest Fair and then again today, I was so excited because it's so good. It's a simple dessert, but you just, it's so good. And it's just a nice bonus that it's gluten-free. I can eat all of these that are in front of us right now if I had the opportunity to.
So would you describe it?
So it is almost like a cookie meringue combo made out of almond flour, and it's filled with some really rich layers of buttercream.
That's exactly what Gagana wrote. She, like, you almost read her notes that she sent to me. She said, this is a 3 layers of almond macaron cake and praline buttercream. It's hazelnut, and they make their own French buttercream in between each layer. She said it's very unassuming and rustic-looking dessert until you bite into it. When made into a bite-sized dessert, which we're holding now, which we offer in our dessert tables and wedding tables, it's very light, melts in your mouth, and we also make them in larger sizes like 9-inch and et cetera, et cetera.
9-inch is definitely the way to go. If you get something smaller, you will regret it. You're going to want more.
She said, I wanted to make a dessert because so many people are gluten intolerant. I want something delicious that's gluten-free. The crushed almonds and the egg white is what goes in the base of the cake, and that's what makes it so light and chewy texture. She said, European friends of mine really like this very much, and it's truly different than any other dessert I've ever tasted, and I taste a lot of desserts, believe me, everywhere I go. And then there's a little powdered sugar on top. Mm. So I took a photo of a wedding cake that she did. Someone came to her and said, we love these so much. It's our favorite thing in your bakery. Can you make a wedding cake? She said, well, it's not really a wedding cake. They said, well, that's what we want, and we'll pay you what you want. So here is the wedding cake.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is perfect.
And she asked them and said, how in the world are you going to slice this? Mm-hmm. They said, oh, don't worry about it. We'll make it work. And she said, every guest at this wedding was just blown away by this. So here's the full color photo of this. So you can get a whole wedding cake.
What's really nice is it's not too sweet, and so you really just can appreciate the layers and keep eating it.
That is the best part about this cake is you could eat the whole thing in one sitting and not regret anything.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Because it doesn't have flour, it's the texture is so nice. It's not
weighty.
It's not chewy.
It's like ethereal. It's just so light and it's beautiful. It's done really well.
And I told Gagana, I said, you know, I don't want to bust your bubble, but I eat these like I do Oreos.
Of course.
Did you notice I just separated it, and I'm going to, well, turn off the lights while I lick the filling off of that, because that's how I eat my Oreos. But the buttercream is just lovely inside. And so what is the deal with buttercream? Does it have butter in it?
Yes. So there are a few different types of buttercream and a few different methods of making buttercream, but the base for all of them is going to be a lot of butter. If you have higher quality butter, it's going to come out a lot better. Most buttercreams you do are going to be some type of meringue with egg whites and sugar, but you can also do like a French meringue, I believe it's called, with the egg yolks, so you get an even richer flavor to it. I don't typically do those right now, but back when I was at Patisserie Angelica, I worked with Deb and Condra, so I would help them make that sometimes too. Oh, and really, as long as you've got the same high quality ingredients, you will be just fine. We do one, it's a Swiss meringue buttercream at Dry Creek Kitchen. Mm-hmm. We don't do it very often because we mostly do individual desserts, but it's so simple: egg whites, sugar, and butter. We use clover butter for almost everything, but any like high quality butter, you can even do it with a salted butter if you wanted to have a little bit more of a, not savory, but a slightly less sweet flavor to
Interesting.
It.
Interesting. So you don't feel you have to pay the extra money for a European style 83-84% butter fat?
It will definitely give it a richer taste, and if I could afford to do that every single time, I absolutely would. Mm-hmm. But with the clover butter, we get a really nice consistency, and I found that it works really well for us.
I was thrilled that all the judges at the Harvest Fair had the same reaction. This is gluten-free.
Mm.
Everyone was shocked that a gluten-free dessert could deliver this much flavor and texture. But this shouldn't be a surprise anymore. I mean, gluten-free baking from 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's not the same, is what it...
But this is beautiful because it's actually, I don't believe there's any replacement. It's just a naturally gluten-free process of the gâteau because it's an almond-based meringue. Mm. And it's just beautiful. It's, you know, there's just... really some fabulous recipes out there that you
well
know.
That's the thing that Gagan and Barthena said. She didn't start with a gluten product and say, well, how can I extract, you know, take ingredients out and make this gluten-free?
Yeah.
This was an original creation that was gluten-free from the beginning.
It's beautiful. And her shop is gorgeous. I mean, we've gotten for our staff, because you can't live on cookies alone. They make, tried, just doesn't work. All her little, her individual desserts are fabulous. Like one year we got little Bûche de Noël for our staff, and it was like a bigger hit than their cookie tin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's funny beautiful, because beautiful she said she was disappointed because her baklava only received a silver medal. And she said people come in or who are European and Greek and say, this is as good, if not better, than any baklava you'll find anywhere in the Mediterranean.
It's fabulous, yeah.
So, but we didn't judge the baklava. That wasn't on our panel.
It was not. I definitely would have given that a pretty high ranking if I had.
But what did the other panel know?
They just need to try it again so they really fully understand.
And let's mention that. Well, we, you know, John, both of us have tasted and been on panels for years. There's palate fatigue, and depending on where the rotation comes mm-hmm. in, mm-hmm. you get a piece of baklava, and you just said, whoa, that's way too intense for me, too sweet, too whatever. Had you had that earlier in the tasting, it might have received mm-hmm. a gold, double gold, who knows? So she said she may submit that again next year.
I definitely think she should, because if it's that good, it needs to be judged appropriately.
Very well said. They're very diplomatic.
And most importantly, you get judged by your customers, and their customers love it, and they come in, and that's really that.
And that's what she said. She said, ultimately, do my customers demand it, and I'm selling all I can make? That's ultimately what's important. But said, I would like to recognition.
So I think you made a good point, though. If you're tasting a whole bunch of these sweet, delicious things, you're going to get fatigue.
Yeah, there's just no way of preventing it. Do your best to do some sparkling water in between and try to prevent fatigue. So why don't we take a break, and we'll come back. Oh, I see there's another ice cream. Mm-hmm. This is the oatmeal cookie one?
It is.
Okay,
fabulous.
Oh, you've already tried it.
I couldn't resist.
Okay. Well, that's the nice thing about having a number of people to talk. You don't have to talk all the time. You can be tasting. So we'll come back, and then we want to talk to you, Kara, about this best cake of the show. And this is a really competitive category, the best cake at the Harvest Fair. All of our guests today are best of show winners at the 2024 Sonoma County Harvest Fair, and we'll, of course, repeat their locations. And the chance for you to taste the ice cream and cookie today from noon till 2, and we'll give you those directions after a bit. A little more music, please. Maestro from Errol Garner. Thank you. A wonderful special edition of the Good Food Hour with Steve Gardner. That would be me and Chef John Ash in the KS Ordo Kitchen today. We have an outstanding group of Best of Show Harvest Fair chefs, and we're tasting some of their magnificent creations, all of them. From Best of Show Cookie Take a Bite, Tracy Manson's with us. We've tasted her peanut butter and chocolate thumbprint cookie. We have Michelle Smith from Dave's Gourmet Ice Cream, Dave's Neighborhood Market, and her ice cream won Best of Show Ice Cream for the Mocha Cookie Madness. And we just tasted Gergana Karabalov's fabulous Gâteau Parisien. Gergana could not be with us today from Patisserie Angelica, but everyone raved about this Best of Show dessert, which is gluten-free, and she has it at the bakery all the time. A little bit later in the show, we'll taste the best cake from Dry Creek Kitchen. But for now, a couple more cookies. Would you talk about our seasonal favorite here, Tracy?
I really just came here to eat the ice cream. Okay. We brought a seasonal cookie, our pumpkin puff. You know, it's just that time of year. Everyone's gonna likes to have a pumpkin cookie. It's almost like a whoopie pie. So it's kind of a version between a cake and a cookie. And it's nice, the warm spices. And then we use our orange and vanilla glaze, which is just orange juice from the fruit that we zest with a little vanilla bean. So just a nice cakey texture with warm spices and a nice citrusy kind of sweet icing on top.
It'd be nice served warm, actually.
Yeah. It is good, yeah.
And moist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tend to underbake just a little bit on those because I like them to be soft. Uh-huh. But I like my cookies raw, and that's just not a good business model. We like those.
Well, these would stay fresher longer because they're moister.
I think so. Maybe. We just did those in our cookie of the month this month and did it with ginger snaps. And so thinking about that when we ship them out, you know, make sure.
Cookie of the month club.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
it. It's the best gift that gives out.
So tell us about the Cookie of the Month Club.
Yeah, it's something that I'm really proud of, and it's really a fun way to share our cookies throughout the whole country. And each month, the flavor changes. We do two flavors. We include like a story of why we pick these flavors. Mm-hmm. It's fall or it was harvest fair, and kind of share why those combinations come together. And ship it out once a month, and everyone gets 24 cookies in a tin, and it gets there between 1 and 2 days, and it's a great gift, especially for those people who have everything.
Right. So reminding people that are just tuning in that today from noon to 2, you and Michelle, Dave's Neighborhood Ice Cream, and Cookie Take a Bite are doing a pop-up collaboration at both of your retail establishments, free tastings. Right?
Of the Mocha Madness ice cream, and then a little mocha cookie on top so you can taste what went in to make such a lovely ice cream.
And Tracy, you're at Larkfield Center, just north of Santa Rosa.
Yep.
And you at Dave's Neighborhood or on West 3rd Street at Dutton, right at the intersection, the little shopping center there.
Yes.
Just down the street from Imwali.
Yes.
Just down from Imwali.
Yes. Yeah.
The best produce in the market.
Yes. Since 1880 something, I don't know what it is. They've been there
a long time. Yeah. What's our final ice cream, Michelle?
The final one I gave you was the caramel fudge Oreo.
Talk about that.
So that is, I like to say, it's cookies and cream on steroids. So it's basically a caramel base, and then you have your Oreos, because nothing beats Oreos. And then I put in a ganache ribbon through there. So you get your chocolate, your caramel, and your cookies. So, yeah.
I have a feeling that John's grandsons are going to be visiting his ice cream shop. What do you think?
I think I'll have to make a little visit to Dave's.
Yeah. I'll be there. I'll say hi.
This is wonderful. This must be a big seller.
Oh, I put that in and it's gone within the day. Yeah. So I put that in and then cookies and cream the next time, so it goes out. But yes, that's a big one for us.
What's the biggest selling ice cream?
Right now it's my Mocha Cookie Madness. I have to make that all week long. People are coming in, buying it by pints. Butter pecan is huge. Raspberry Oreo is huge. The caramel fudge Oreo. Yeah.
Do you ever do a peppermint?
I do. I do a peppermint bark. And I entered that in the harvest fair also, and I got a gold on that. And I normally try to keep that seasonal, but people do not like me doing that. But So it started early this year because of the Harvest Fair, but it'll be out by the end of January.
So you will have this through Christmas?
Yes.
And Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Mrs. Garner's favorite ice cream is peppermint bark.
There you go.
I didn't know you did one.
Yes, I do.
We're always looking for another one to try. Yep. So thank you.
Yeah.
I bet we'll like it, won't we? Do you use dark or milk chocolate?
I use my dark chocolate. So it's a white chocolate base with peppermint in it, and then peppermint candy throughout it. And then I do a dark chocolate kind of ganache ribbon through it.
Another cookie. This is, you know, maybe my favorite cookie of your entire repertoire. Would you describe this?
I did bring it to thank you. That's our zesty tea cookie. And I think that really exemplifies kind of what we try to do. Like almost every culture has a wedding cookie or a tea cookie. So we took our twist on it, which it's an almond-based cookie, but we use pink peppercorn and lemon zest. So you get a little hint of citrus and a little heat. Kind of to cut, because it's just really a really rich butter cookie. So we like to have another little hidden element in it, and that's the pink peppercorn.
I could eat these every single day. They're so delicate, and they're so elusive. There's a flavor. I just can't quite capture it. I think it's the bit of pepper in there that's so enticing.
And that's what reminds me of a Gargano's dessert. It's just like that light and just beautiful. You can't really pick it apart, you just have to enjoy it in its whole.
We're going to take a break and come back and taste the queen of cakes. Carol, you assembled this gorgeous cake, which won best cake at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, and it is a stunner. Okay, come back, taste that in just a couple minutes after a little break. In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And we're ready for the coup de grace, the queen of cakes. Kara, chef, assistant executive chef at Dry Creek Kitchen in the pastry department. You and Taylor have created this masterpiece. Describe this for our listeners.
So this is a Meyer lemon cake filled with Meyer lemon curd, soaked with Meyer lemon syrup, and frosted with Meyer lemon buttercream. It was a combination of things that led us to this cake. Almost exclusively, Taylor and I make decisions on what do we want to eat, and then what do we have available that we can use to make that into something we want to eat. And we are really fortunate. We get Chef Palmer bringing in all sorts of beautiful produce from his estate. So we had an abundance of Meyer lemons and a craving for Meyer lemon cake, and we landed on this dessert. And personally, I think it turned out really well. Yes. It is one of two cakes that we entered in the Harvest Fair, and this one definitely seems to be the most popular. And
it's delicious.
We're really happy with how it came out.
I like anything lemon. and this is it.
I definitely am of the opinion that more lemon is better.
Yeah,
You just can't have too much.
So would you describe this as an icing, a frosting? It's so light
and
creamy.
The buttercream on the outside is definitely a frosting. You can use it as a filling on the inside as well, but the trick is just having a really good recipe and eating it at room temperature. Cold buttercream is not good. Nobody should ever eat cold buttercream.
Well, Gargana mentioned to me about her dessert. She said, do not, I repeat, refrigerate this. People hear the word buttercream. Oh, we've got to serve this right from the refrigerator.
Yep. So
no one wants to eat ice cold buttercream.
No, it is like eating ice cold butter. You don't want that. You want it to be warm and soft and spreadable and lightweight. And I think we have a really good lightweight recipe. With this one, we kind of just force as much lemon juice into it as we possibly can. If anybody has ever tried mixing lemon juice into buttercream, it's a little bit of a pain, but once you get it in, it is so delicious. But yeah, room temperature is absolutely the key. Please don't ever eat buttercream straight from the fridge.
Okay. And do you use the zest in this to extract more?
So we don't use the zest in the buttercream, but we do use the zest in the curd and in the cake as well. And to really get that lemon zest flavor in the cake, we grind it up in a RoboCoop mixer with the sugar. So that helps break it down and really bring out that flavor.
That's an interesting idea. Most people don't have that appliance.
Yeah, you could do it in like a little blender or a little spice grinder or something. And we only break it down with as much sugar as it needs. You don't have to do the full sugar for the recipe, just enough to get it broken down. But it really brings out the flavor.
And is this a double layer cake?
So the one that I brought here is a double layer. The one that we entered in the harvest fair is a triple layer.
Yes.
Either way, you can do it. It's kind of a to your choice. What do you want? And we have recipes written down for the amount of juice that we add, but like sometimes you want a little bit more juice. And so we tweak it a little bit based on the situation, because we knew we were bringing it here and I was taking it for a drive. We wanted it to be a little bit more secure, and having it a little shorter it's easier to drive.
Do you have this usually on the menu at Charlie Palmer's Dry Creek Kitchen?
We do not right now. We generally actually don't do cakes at Dry Creek Kitchen. It is something that we are starting to get into doing for special orders. We do have this Meyer lemon curd on the menu right now, but it is with a chocolate cheesecake.
Chocolate cheesecake? Did you bring that?
Sorry, I did not bring any today.
I want to try some of that.
I just gutted my cake. The curd is really good.
That's honestly, that's if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. That lemon curd is so good.
I would eat this just in a... Would you just bottle the lemon curd and sell that? I would eat that.
I don't know if we would sell it, but we would give it to you.
Talk about lemon curd, John. It's really very easy to make. People pay a lot of money in retail stores for lemon curd. It goes together very quickly.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, it's like a pudding, you know, that if you're making it made with eggs and lemon juice or whatever you want to put in there, and sugar, and you just beat it until over gentle heat until it comes together.
That is the hardest part, is just don't walk away from it for too long or ever. You got to be patient, but the process itself is very straightforward. It's very simple.
Well, the thing about it is that it's also great, the curd, great on toast, great on straight out of the jar.
Over ice cream, mixed into yogurt, literally anything. Anywhere you would put jam, anywhere you would put fruit with a spoon. Mm-hmm. there's really no wrong place to have curd. Yeah.
So give us the particulars about where you're located, where your hours are, so people can find you. We'll start with you, Tracy.
All right. We're Cookie Take a Bite. We're located at 430 Larkfield Center in North Santa Rosa. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 2. Today we're doing our pop-up with Dave's Ice Cream from 12 to 2. Come in and get a free sample of her fabulous ice cream and our mocha frost that went into it. And you can find us online too, cookietakeabite.com.
And Dry Creek Kitchen.
Dry Creek Kitchen, we are located in Healdsburg. We are at 317 Healdsburg Avenue. We are open Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, we open at 5:30. Friday, Saturday, we open at 5. And then on Thursdays, we actually have a locals neighbor menu that is a little bit of a lower price. And we do have a rotating menu. So every week that you come in, it's going to be a limited menu, but it will be all new items. It's usually determined on what's seasonal, what do we have on hand, what's going to be the best from the produce from the farmer's market. But every week, it's new items, and it is absolutely worth coming in.
Oh, gosh. I wish this show went on for 2 hours.
We'll just have to do it again next week, right?
How many flavors do you always have in rotation?
16.
16 flavors.
Yes, and they rotate constantly.
And how many cookies do you have in rotation?
We usually have 8 to 10 on the counter, and we probably have over 25 to 30 flavors that we rotate in throughout the year.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming in, and thank you for coming in.
Of course.
And thank you, Chef John.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what does it cost to get a cookie subscription?
You can do 3 months, 6 months, and a year. I believe it's in the $40, anywhere from the $35 to $45, depending on.
So it's not expensive.
No, and that includes shipping.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When we get it out to you. And I just want to do a shout out to the Harvest Fair, too, because it's such a fabulous experience. And I really encourage any restaurant or bakery to participate next year, because it's a great way to showcase the amazing food and that we have here in Sonoma County.
Thank you all, Michelle, Tracy, Carol, for coming in today. John Ash, we'll see you next week. I think we'll be talking about chicken, possibly.
Maybe.
Maybe chicken.
Yeah. I did a little piece on quick chicken.
On quick chicken. It's a terrific piece. And I think it'll be in the Press Democrat possibly
I never know with the Press Democrat.
We'll wait and see. Thanks, everybody, for listening. A little bit more music and more programming this afternoon as we will return to the KSRO Greenhouse and the Kitchen promptly next Saturday morning. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.